do it when it's outside. You'll let the behemoth stand outside and you'll lift it up there. If a bimara I agavoi kum, the I agavoi means inside. First one, I abroi means outside, says the Shaf, the inside. I agavoi elamai, bring it inside, and come bring the behemoth chun inside. So this is done, that you can't do either. Komaya chun lazara, bring it in chun lazara. You're not allowed to. Rashi says, midi lo yasada besara gavoya, you're not allowed to bring it inside the azara. So that's why so chura behemoth chun without a pasik cannot have the chazor b'shoik. Hilkach lo yefsha. So pshita, there's no mitzvah to give it by behemoth chun. If so, el zel omli, what only the pasik to say zeh, only the zeh l'chaim ekev, like what else? So Mora says, l'kir avchiz, I think for avchiz is halacha. The yom avchiz, it says, hamazik matnes kuna. If somebody is mazik, the matnes kuna. Means before you give it to a kohen, you throw it into the fire, or you throw it into the yam, you mazik it. Oy she'ochlon, or else somebody comes and eats it. Like you have this royal l'chaim ekev, you set aside, you want to give it to a kohen, and either the yom or somebody else comes and eats it, or ends mazik it. So l'chaim is potem l'shalem. He's potter from paying back. That's what Chizda's halacha. Now, Gufa, what did we just learn? Omer Chizda, Chizda says, Hamazik matnas kuna, somebody's mazik it, you burn it. Or Yishochlen potter m'lishalim. My time, what's the reason? Why should it be potter? Who are you mazik somebody? Why don't you have to pay? See, boy, from one territory, the Chizda zeh. Says the posik zeh. Rashi says, the mashma b'yodim kayomis. Chayiv litnon. When do you have a chiyuv to give it to the kohen? When it's here. Avul einan kayom, let's say something happened, it's not here anymore, you were mazik, you ate it, lechayiv akosa ben tashlum, the Torah doesn't say you have to pay. That's the mitzvah of zeh. Zeh means the mitzvah is only when it's here. If it's not here for any reason, then you don't have to worry about paying it. That's one reason of Rav Chizda. The boy is saying, another parrot says, mishum dehevel lein momim shein loy toivim. It's called momim shein loy toivim. Rashi says, ein loy bailim. There's no owner to claim the money. Any kohen that will come to the mazik, come to the bialim, he has the right to say, listen, I wouldn't have given it to you, I would have given it to somebody else. So there's no kohen, there's no owner that could come and claim it. But since there's no tovim, that's why you part it from pain. That's a slow roll over. Moment shein l'tovim. Thomas question. Next we have a question. It says the Zayya Mishpat HaKahanim. This is the Mishpat HaKahanim. Malamit Shah Matonis Din. They say this, that you have to give this Rav Lachayim Lekev, you have to give the Matonis. It's called the Din. Rashi says that Dayinon Nezakakin. Dayonim Anazakim Lehem Loitzim Adayonim. Means Bezin forces the Kahan, the Yisraelim, to give it to the Kahan. So who Alma, what do we see? Rashi says, Kahan Rishinatai, the Matim Yodai. The first Kahan that comes and says, give it to me, you'll have to give it to him. And so it's a kashan of Chizda. He says, Matnes kuna yipota, because ein lo tovim. Why is ein lo tovim? Here we dash in Malamit, shamaton is din. So versus Lamai here, so what do you mean to say it's a din? Lav doesn't mean to say loitzim b'dayonim. That if a Bezdin would, if a kohen would come to Bezdin and say, I want this Yisrael to give me his matonis, he would have to. You see the chorot's a din? It is called yesh lo tovim. So Mura says, no, that's not what it means. It means, lechol kan b'dayonim. That's all it just means. To divide them up. Rashi says, Dayonim oinu lo Yisrael, lezeh ten hamatonis shu chover, v'yatitin lezeh shu ha'ma'amoritz. Just mean, Bezdin sometimes will tell you to which type of a kohen you should give it to, and to which not. Who could have Shmuel bar Nachmeni? The Yom Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Yenisin, minan, how do I know to say, shein noisnin matonah l'kohen ha'moritz? You know that I give a matonah to a kohen that's an ha'moritz. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Rayoim Elom, Lyoshwa Yushalayim, Lothes Monas Lakahanim, Ululavim, Laman Yechosku, Beteras Hashem. Supposed to give them Matonis Nura, they'll be Mechazikin, Teras Hashem. So we dash in, Kol Hamachzik, Beteras Hashem, any Kohen, that's a Machzik, that's a Tamachokim, that does the mitzvahs, Yeshloi Monas, he's the one he's supposed to give the Matonis to. But for Shein and Master of Hashem, according to that Master of Hashem, Ein Lo Monas, he doesn't get a portion. So that's the Pshat in this Pasuk of Zeh. Zeh means Dayan and Bezdin tells you which coin to give it to and which coin not to give it to. There are different halachas, which one yes, which one not. But it says, Torah Shema coming here. It says, Yehudi Ben Besei Roimer, Mishpat, the Pasuk says, Malam, it comes to teach us, Shehamaton is din. That the matonis is called a din. Again, Yochel would have thought to say, Afilu chazov is shayk din. That even the chazov is shayk is also called a din. That's not the matonis of the chum, that's matonis of the korbin. Tamlom says the word ze, no. Only the matonis of chum, of zroyim, of chayim, of kei, but that's called din. And not chazov is shayk. That's what this verse says. Now let's see, lemay, what are we talking about? You learn if you want to tell me lecholkoi to teach us which koi we should give it to lecholkoi b'dayonim. So what should be the difference? Oto chazov v'shoik l'ad'dayonim nechleku. Like doesn't also tell you who you should give the maton of the chazov v'shoik of the korban to? It also has to only be to a chosh of a koin, not to an amoritz. So how could you make a difference? El olav isn't it talking about this guy? So this din was saying that maton is have a din to it loitzi b'dayonim. Meaning if a kohen comes and claims it, Bezdin would give it to him. So this halach is only by the zroi v'chayim v'kevah, by a korban, by a chulin, and not by a korban. But again, the kashrus you see here, by a behemoth chulin, it's a din, that we have a right, Bezdin has a right to go collect it. So Mr. Zbek, no, again, halach, it might be, we're talking about over here, the osu liyodu. We're talking about now that the kohen received it already. It already retained, it came to the kohen. Rashi says, I'm asking the osu liyodu the kohen. The Yachaka Gozdam, then somebody else stole it from the Kohen later. So that's called real Mamash Yeshka Toivim. Because once the Kohen was Echrin it already, it's Mamashis. That's what the verse was talking about over here. So Marasang Askim, the Yosli Yodi. So Marasang the question, no. E the Yosli Yodi, if the Yisrael already gave the Matana to the Kohen, so Marasang the question, Malamay, what do you have to tell me for? Pshita. Of course it is. If other says it is, why not? So Mar said, the Chiddush is, the Yosli Yodei B'Tevelayu. Talk about that the Yisroel gave it to him when it was still like Tevel. He didn't take off, they didn't take off the Trumas of Isis yet. So everyone loved after by our Matonis here, but only even by Truma. So, the Yosli Yodei B'Tevelayu. Oksover Haitano, that Matonis Shaloi Humu, is Kimi Shuma Damian. Even though you weren't Mafra Shuma yet, it's considered like it was taken off already. Rashi says, Kimi Shuma Dami, Vezocha Ben Bematonis Sheshavim Lecholakanim, Mehani Sechia, Im Kodam, Avachazo Vishok Einuel Liyesa Beisav Lemhani. That's the Chiddush here. Could even be by the Zerubah Chaim Vekeva. Let's say Yisrael gave the whole animal to the Kain, or the Kain took the whole animal. So he has no right to keep it. He only eventually has the right to get the Zerel L'chaim V'keva. That's the Chiddush, that even though he gave it to him but to V'layah when it was all together, still this Kain is Zerchrin it already. Ma'ashenkin by the Zerayah V'lechayayah, by the Chazor B'Shoik, which is that's not. By the Chazor B'Shoik, Enim El Yosef Beisav, only belongs to that Beisav, to nobody else. Yeah. That's the Chiddush over here. That when the Kain received the V'lechayayah, it wasn't separated yet, still, he has a right to keep it. Toshma, come in here. Says, Bal Habayis, Shoya, Oyver mi Mokum Lamokum. While a bus is traveling from place to place, Oyver mi Mokum Lamokum. Vitzarek Lito, like a Shechotaya Maisaroni. And like he doesn't have money, he's traveling now, he's on the road. And so he has nothing to eat, he's like a poor man. Rashi says, Bal Habayis, there really was an usher. He was a rich man at home. Shoya, Mokum Lamokum. So Lito Vinisal Mazonis, now on the road, he doesn't have any money with him. So now he has a right to take Leket Shikha like other Aniyim, since right now he's called an Ani. So that's called Balabai Shoy Oyver that was traveling from place to place. The Sar of Lito, he has to take Leket Shikha Peya, or Maisa Rani. So Maitli has a right to take it now. Okle Shayach, so when he comes back home, so then Yishalom will have to pay back, because when he gets back home, then he's called rich, he'll have to pay back. So Rashi says, Alma, what do you see? Komidi dechayv rachmona lemeisav le'aniyim habo rishin yochlo tzeveyoy fuadzin lamatanas kuna. Who you see, the first one, he has the right to take it. Who says, when he comes back, he has to pay back. Who do you have to pay back to? Stomach of the first oni that comes to you. So you see, like, by matnes aniyim, it is called yesh le'tayvim. So who are the matnes kuna? Dibu Rebbe Lezer. So Mas Omer Chizu says, no, midas chasidish shanukan, yikra din yipota. It's only if you're chosid you pay back, because otherwise it's called mamin shen l'tevim. It's only in most of the chasidis to pay back. Yin chasidis shanukan. Omer Rova, tona, toni yishalim, no, the brightest says you have to pay back. you're telling me this chassidus doesn't make sense, shonakana, it's not me this midas chassidus. It's mash mikro, then you have to pay back. That's one question. Secondly, midi Rebbe Eliezer, leker and belesev. Like, what do you have to cash from Rebbe Eliezer for? He's only a yochid. What do you have to cash from him? Rashi, me sav with Rebbe Eliezer, komosev, the yod Rashi that did. The question is, do you think we have to cash from Rebbe Eliezer? That you have to mitzim l'meim ad Rav Chizda Mishani lo midas chassidus shonakan. No, where's the question from the Rabbanin? Verses like this. Me'elam ad Rabbanin ma'isib, you lo Mishani Rav Chizda, yeah. So verses rather, v'yad mid Rav Lezer, the lake of Lisla, why you have to kasha from Rav Lezer? Should have brought a proof from the Rabbanin, so there's no kasha. Ela rather mi'seif, where's the question from the Sefer? It's like this. The Sefer says like this. V'chacham am l'chom say, Oni hoye b'yaisa shor. No, at the time when he went around collecting, he was an oni. So at that time he had a right to eat it. So if he has a right to keep it, he doesn't have to, even when he comes home and he's rich again, he doesn't have to pay back. But he gives why time at the oni who? Only because he was poor at that time. Ho osher, if he was rich at the time and he took it, mishalim, he has to pay back the money to the aniyim. The question is, am I? Why? Lehevi kemazik matnas kun, let it be the same din like Rechid said before. If you are mazik matnas kun, you should be potter. So how come over here, if you're mazik, the matnas anim, do you say you have to pay back? Let it be like you're mazik matnas kun, or oishochlam, or you eat it. And the straw before was you're potter from paying, because it's called momim, shem lekev, nobody can ask you for it. So it should be the same thing here by Niyim also. There's no one to come and ask you for it. Whoever wants it, you always start giving it to somebody else. So on this, Omer Chizur, Chizur says, Erech Nami, Midas Chassidus Shonokan. It's only Midas Chassidus to say that if you want, that if you were an usher, you'd have to pay back. Because Mikra did, even though you were an usher at that time, you would not have to pay back. Because it's called a Mom and Shein L'Toivim. Even though you're not supposed to take the Lekit Shechem Paya, but if you did take it, it's the same aloch of Yimazik, Matnes Kuna, that you potter, with the same aloch of Yimazik, Matnes Aniyim, also you'll be potter. It's only Midas Chassidus to pay back. Toshima, coming here, it says, Minayin how do we know the Balabayis? She'och will pay race of Tfolin. The Balabayis eats his Teres when it's still Tevel. Yeah. Let's say he ate it, the story is he's stealing the matonis. So it says like this. That minayin l'balabayis shocho peres ha'tfolim. V'chein lay, the same thing a lady, shocho ma'isres ha'tfolim, he ate his ma'isa rishon, without first taking off trumas ma'isa. Minayin, how do we not to say, shepotim min ha'tashlumim, that the potter from paying back the kain, the truma that they ate. Tamlum, the pasuk says, lo yichalu eskot shebnei Yisrael, ashe yirimu. Is the Kanam only have a right to receive it after Haram, after they received it. But if somebody was massacred from them before they received it, they're potter. Mashma ha mishas Haram v'yelach mi mishalim. But it's mashmir though, that once you are mafreshit though, once you set aside this to be truma, and then somebody is massacred, then you would have to pay. The question is again, am I? Lehevi kemazik matnas kuna shochlan. Let it be like stamp somebody's mazik matnas kuna b'chidus sazi potter. See also, even after the Yisrael was mafres to truma, why if he eats it? Is he chayav to pay? If he burns his mazik, then why is he chayav to pay? It should also be called mam nishen l'toivim. So Mar says echnami, yochnami also the yosli yadam betavlayu. We're talking about now that he already received, the kain received it already, when it was still tevel.